You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Whoa, everybody. I just wanted to reach out, say hello. Good morning to every single one of you that are taking the time to listen to my podcast coming from Scarborough, Maine, small town, little place, but it's pretty humbling and overwhelming to know that people actually take the time to download apps and listen to my voice and the things that I have to say, which is humbling in itself, because if you think about it, right, I'm not a doctor, I'm not anything to do with, you know, anything medically or anything. And, you know, I listen to a lot of different speakers and I listen to audiobooks and different things, and I don't picture myself in the same light as that, but there are a lot of people that rely on this coffee talk to be able to get inspiration, to go throughout their day towards this healthy journey that we're all trying to be on. So for me, again, I know I say it so many times, but I'll say it so many times more because it's all about every single one of you as well. And I just thank you from the bottom of my heart to say, for you to sit there and listen to me is something that is overwhelming and humbling all at the same time. Yet, at the same time, it's also an accountability piece. And I love the fact that many people listen and many people tune in to this podcast, because if you think about it, the more people that listen, the more people that rely on you, the more the accountability is there for you to do things that are successful rather than failing. So thank you to each and every one of you, because you guys help me to be better, and you help me to at least stay consistent. You know, I come back off the Mexico trip, I put on some weight, I'm feeling kind of down about myself, I flip on the microphone, I get everything all set up in my office, and here I am talking to you, because it helps me to get my mind right and in the right frame of mind. Now, yesterday I didn't record a podcast, but I did a pretty good written one that I did on Coffee Talk, on No Finish Line Nation, our Facebook page. And what I did was, is I was able to talk a little bit about changing your lens out and making sure that you put on a pair of lenses that are clear into what you want to be able to accomplish. So basically, as noise is happening and you've got all this fuzz and nonsense and nothing's really clear and life is dealing you a bunch of bad cards and you're going crazy and it just feels like the world's crumbling all around you, sicknesses, illnesses, death, anything like that that happens, and you know, we get so caught up in the rat race of life that we don't really know which direction is up. And what the purpose of yesterday's coffee talk was all about putting on lenses that can help you see more clearly. And then also using lenses that are tough, that are able to withstand some of the noise that's going to try to break through the lens or scratch the lens or crack the lens or do different things to try to make you see differently in life or what you have to deal with. So to get bulletproof or scratch-resistant lenses for you to clarify the things that you're trying to accomplish. And what you're trying to accomplish can be just one or two things versus the whole life gambit of everything that you've got going on or all the things that you want to accomplish in life. It can really just be centered down to one or two things at that moment in time that's going to keep you clear and keep you moving in the right direction during times of struggle, during times of insanity, during all the different stuff that goes on, right? So yesterday's was all about that. Well, today's is about how do we, or why do we as people, why do we as a person, because I'm thinking to myself, my son, right? My son is 12 years old. He's been through a lot in his life. He's gone through different things that any 12-year-old will go through. They scrape their knees, they fall down, they get injured, they do different things. One of the things that I was thinking of was, and of course I always tie it back to our health-related journeys, is if my son goes up to a stove and he touches the stovetop, and he says, ouch, and he gets a little bit of a burn, right, or anything like that. 9 times out of 10, my son, 12-year-old, although he's a little crazy sometimes, which is great, he's 12 years old, he'll never go back to that stove again. He's going to learn his lesson by not touching that stove, take his fingers away from it, say, I'm all set, I'm good to go, thanks a lot, I'm not doing that again because I just learned my lesson. Or making some stupid decision like jumping off of a high rock or something like that and falling over, twisting his ankle and spraining it. He may not do that ever again. So our children tend to learn from their mistakes, and they learn from the things that they do that set them back or hurt them or cause pain or strife or struggle. Same thing with any item that's out there. Let's say, for instance, a dog. I was talking to somebody this weekend. I went to a baby shower. The guys were all outside around this fire, and we were chatting about a dog, one of the dogs that were there. Beautiful, beautiful hunting dog that he had. And so we were just chatting with him. We're all around the fire, and he said that, well, the dog went to about, I don't know, maybe around a year ago or so, went after a porcupine. And now the porcupine was out front. It got into the quills all over its face, had to have some of it surgically removed. It was just a really nasty situation. So now anytime one of those animals or runts come around, the dog runs the other direction because it's like, yep, I'm all set with that. I'm not getting stuck with those pokers anymore or those quills, and I'm not getting anything else like that happen to me again. So the dog learned its lessons from the things that it did that didn't cause success. It caused pain, strife, and anguish. So there's two situations right there, my son and then a dog that I know that did things that caused them pain and anguish or caused them negativity in their lives. They stayed away from and they learned from. Well, why don't we do that as adults? 9 times out of 10, if you're talking to anybody that has either fallen off programs, fallen off of calorie counting, fallen off of Weight Watchers, fallen off of weight regimens, fallen off of Jenny Craig, fallen off of any of those, 9 times out of 10, they're back into exactly the same situation that they were in before because they used to eat heavily, snack on foods, do different stuff like that, unhealthy eating process, and all those things. Why do humans tend to go back to the things that caused us pain and strife in the first place? It's a conundrum to me. It's something that you think about and you go, why is that? What's the case of that? Now, I know there's a lot of studies, and I also call myself a food addict, and I know addiction is one thing that causes that relapse into situations, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, food addiction, any of those addictions that are out there. When you're an addict, you tend to go back to what you feel is what makes you comfortable. And I get all of that. I really do. But if you're living your life and you're going through the things that you're going through and you have a focus, like I talked about on yesterday's Coffee Talk, where you are focusing on one or two things that'll help you be successful, even if you are an addict to food, you can more than likely be able to focus on that one or two things and not necessarily focus on eating that Snickers bar or eating that double quarter pounder with cheese or eating whatever that you would normally do to suffice or curb that urge or craving that you have at that moment in time. Now, I'm not saying here that you're never going to have to do that again, right? Because we need to live our lives. And if you are in a world where you deprive yourself of everything and you deprive yourself of anything that you love to do, and if you're a food addict like myself or you love food, you need to have that in your life. You need to be able to incorporate some good foods. Now, good foods doesn't necessarily mean it's good as in health-wise. What it means good is it tastes damn good, right? And it's got a lot of butter in it and those kind of things. So there's a balance here, right? The balance is if you deprive yourself, you're going to want to jump right into a whole entire bowl of chocolate fondant or whatever. But here's the thing. We need to set ourselves up for success when we are moving forward and we are thinking to ourselves, okay, this was what I used to do. I used to be stressed out. I used to jump into a full pizza. I would order it from Domino's to be delivered. I would sit in the hotel room or I would sit wherever I was at and I would eat the whole entire thing by myself. Is that healthy? No. Is it comforting? Yeah. So how do I balance that out? I know it's not healthy for me. I know it's not a good choice. So small incremental, small doses of things that I might want to do. Maybe I will have one slice of pizza of the one that I bought for everybody else. Or maybe I will have half that cupcake that my wife makes in her cupcake delivery business because it's okay to do so. But to go back to the same bad habits that I had before where I closed myself off and wanted to live in a secluded life where I'd sit in a room and I would eat a whole entire pie of pizza is not a healthy situation. It's not something that I want to ever go back to. So I have to remember those things as I'm thinking, and my mind does think this way, as you're thinking to yourself, do I do the same things that I was doing before, or do I make better decisions now? I've earned way too much, and I've lost way too much weight on this journey so far to be ruined by the fact that I need to be that guy that would sit in that dark car eating that double quarter pounder with cheese, stuffing my face, feeling guilty. So I can't do that anymore. I can't go back to the way that I was before. So for all of you out there that struggle with the fact that, okay, I'm teetering, right? So maybe you're hitting a plateau and you're going through this long part of your journey that you're just the same weight or you're gaining a little bit and you're on that verge of quitting. Remember a few things, okay? One, remember your whys. That's always important to do. Remember why you started this journey. Remember why you are focused on losing weight or gaining muscle or anything. Remember those whys. They had to be important at one time. So take them out. Look at them. Lean in on those whys because those are really important to do when you are struggling, right? The second thing is remember the behaviors. My son won't touch that stove anymore because it hurt. The dog won't jump into a porcupine and try to attack the porcupine because it hurt. I'm not going to dive into nasty, gross, disgusting, greasy foods like I used to, where I would be a reckless abandon because guess what? It hurt. All of these items that hurt in some way, form, or fashion might have felt okay. It might have felt okay at that moment in time, right? I'm sitting there eating some food. I'm thinking to myself, this is okay. I'm good. I'm all set. Then the guilty feelings came in. And then the overall feeling of just disappointment and defeat. And it was such a bad feeling. And so that's not a good feeling. So I want to live in a life where I'm feeling good about myself and I'm feeling good about the things that are going on. So think about those things as you're going through your day today. One, yesterday's coffee talk was about thinking clarity and focusing on one or two things that you can accomplish. Today's is all about remembering the things that you did before that failed you and don't go back to doing the things that fail you. If you know it's going to fail, then why do it? Do things that are going to lead to success. Do things that you know are positive influences in your life that you know you can go down the direction of, deliver on, and be able to move forward in your journey. Even if it's a slow journey, remember, you're worth the investment. Okay. So with that all being said, I'm hoping that you guys can grab a couple nuggets of things away from there, right? A couple little things that you can use in your journey to make sure that you know that you're worth the investment and you're worth not going back to the person that you were before when it comes to behaviors, eating, bad habits, those kind of things, whether it's smoking, drinking, any of those things. If they're bad habits and they cause you pain, don't go back to them. So don't use failing behaviors or failing traits in your journey today. Only think positive and do things that are going to set you up for success. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.